Chris Simons joins us this morning, yeah. Tim, because we feel for him, but this is right out of the house of the bazaar. It's probably one of those ones you wouldn't be laughing at the time, but I'm not sure, Chris. There's enough time passed now where you can have a bit of a chuckle. I'm assuming you're still pretty tender.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. It was always going to happen, wasn't it?
well, your wife warned you. She said he's on to you. A couple of weeks ago, she said this.
I'll tell you what. She did mention that he was on to me. And look, we don't have to deal with him that often, but on this particular occasion, he was getting moved from one enclosure to another. And, they're just an intelligent animal, I suppose, and... he was just onto me, and, you know, I gather that he knows my movements, and, yeah, he just caught me off guard.
How big is this crocodile?
It's big. Croc is big.
He's 1.4.
He's a sizable croc. So what actually happened, though, Chris? Like, how did you find that his jaws were around you? How did it get to that point?
Well, it happened pretty quick. He grabbed me and let go, but I still had hold of him, and I still managed to relocate him. I don't know. It was really quick. I went through the same process I normally do with him, and I actually go in there with a net, and I capture him, kind of his head in a net, if that makes any sense, and try and pin him. And then I use my left hand to go down and grab him straight on his head, and then my other hand and goes down to grab him. But because he's so big now, he's grown probably, I don't know, 50 centimetres since we've had him, which is quite significant in 12 months or 2 years. So he's quite strong, and that 50 centimetres has just given him a bit more power. And I think I had him with my left hand, but then he got my right wrist. But I still had him with my left hand somehow, and then I still captured him, and I still moved him, and I went to hospital.
We're talking to Chris Ryan, who's been bitten by his pet crocodile, Crikey. He didn't go into the death roll, did he, Crikey?
No, he didn't, thank God, because probably would have ripped my arm out of its socket. But, yeah, I was just pretty lucky, and it was just a bit of a learning curve for me, and it was probably something that unfortunately needed to happen so that I don't drop my guard.
How big will he grow?
Oh, so he's a saltwater crocodile. He'll get anywhere between
hell's
five and 2 meters.
Well, you better get him under control, Chris, before he gets to that size. He needs some training. Chris, I tell you what, if you're a crocodile trainer out there, Chris could use your services.
So, Chris, what does this mean for racing, mate? When do you think you'll be back in action?
Well, because of the bacteria that crocodiles carry, they suppose they wanted me to have an operation. So the story goes, I went to the hospital down to Frankston straight away, and they put me straight to the front of the line. When you say you've been bitten by a crocodile,
yes,
you get the best service ever. And they put me on a drip, which was some pretty hardcore antibiotics straight away, but I couldn't get operated until that evening. So I actually had 65 people at my house turning up straight after this had occurred. So I went back and finished the tour, and then went back to the hospital that evening and got an operation where they just cleaned it out. They just had to clean it out, and I suppose to make sure that you don't end up with an infection, and still on some pretty hardcore antibiotics up until Tuesday. So I get this cast off on next Tuesday and then go from there. But I don't even know how many stitches there are, but it's a pretty significant wound. Yeah. It wasn't just one. There was five pretty smashing gashes on my wrist, both sides.
If there's something good to come out of this, Chris, it might be that great publicity for your place down there, the Funky Farm.
Yeah, and
you can advertise Crikey, the potential killer croc.
Yeah. Someone said that you've gone to all extremes to get some publicity down there, because we're about to open. We've been doing groups, and that's the reason we had 65 people here on Sunday, because we've just been trying to work out our routine and whatever, and yeah.
Well, you've got your routine now.
That's happened.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, best luck with the recovery in all seriousness, Chris, and I hope you get back out there sooner rather than later. And, you know, you won't make the same mistake again, I'm sure.
No doubt. Chris I'll send my wife in the feeding.
Chris Simons, thanks, mate. Thanks very much for joining us. Jockey bitten by a crocodile on his funky farm.